WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Arts Council of the Brazos Valley continues plans to be in a new location. CEO Chris Dyer says they're looking at summer 2017.
That would be our ideal goal, and that's a very quick goal, and we've been working with the city and our board and CVB to find a more central location for the Arts Council's new home to really better serve the public in general so they can find us.
Dyer says the goal is to be located on University, which he considers to be the entrance to Bryan College Station and the Brazos Valley. The new home will include an expanded gallery, a visitor center, and offices. With no public discussion, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents yesterday approved all the items discussed behind closed doors. That includes no comment before giving staff permission to lease 11 acres north of Kyle Field for a future hotel, conference center, parking garage, and student services building. There were a few chuckles following executive session when it came time to consider extending the contract of Chancellor John Sharp.
I move approval.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Item 20 is approved.
The motion authorizes the region's chairman to negotiate the chancellor's contract. Health for All, a nonprofit free health care clinic in the Brazos Valley, received a big gift yesterday. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry and her husband Lynn, a distinguished professor at Texas A&M, presented the clinic with a check for more than $5,000 of clinical equipment and resources.
They obviously have a passion for this community and saw the need and were able to work with us to make sure that we could get some testing equipment and supplies that we desperately needed for our patients.
Executive Director Liz Dickey says Health for All provided primary and preventative care to more than 1,200 individuals last year. More than half of their patients suffer from diabetes and need annual testing. Dickey says Health for All plans to provide more than 4,000 patient visits this year. The City of Bryan's new neighborhood and youth outreach coordinator isn't in the office very much.
I've been here a long time. I don't know a lot of people because I'm pretty much a homebody. So I'm trying to get out to introduce myself to people, especially in the Bryan area. And hopefully those people will come forward and identify a kid that they know that lives down the street from them that they feel is not going to school or doing just maybe going along the wrong path.
Former Aggie and NFL running back Bubba Bean, who's been in private business since returning almost 30 years ago, says it's a citywide effort involving schools and churches to identify and improve conditions for at-risk children. A Bryan man convicted 8 times of drunk driving and facing a 9th DWI charge is headed to prison. 53-year-old Charles Jones was sentenced to 10 years, and a case in Robertson County remains pending. A College Station man convicted of 3 DWIs is accused of driving drunk and causing a hit-and-run crash Tuesday afternoon in Bryan. Bryan police arrested 57-year-old William Emery Thomas at his home after he was followed from the crash at Sue Haswell Park by an investigator with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office. No one was injured. An 8-month undercover investigation by Bryan police led to a day-long search of a home yesterday. 7 people were arrested on drug-related charges, and officers seized more than $3,000 of drugs, more than $1,400 in cash, a car, and 4 firearms. Police say the investigation followed neighborhood complaints about drug activity at the home on Hall Street, which is between Highway 21 and Neal Elementary School. Names of those arrested and the charges are on our website at WTAW.com. HEB stores have announced a voluntary recall of gallon-sized jugs of Hill Country Fair spring water. Details are also on our website. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news on the way at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Norman G. Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Norman G. Tractor. At Norman G. Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with an incredible $800 finance rebate, $700 to implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price only $18,395 or $241 per month. Norman G. asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Norman G. Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Norman G. Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normangtractor.com. Norman G. Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norm G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norm G. Tractor.
810 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure and sunshine today. They lead to temperatures getting up to 95. Any cloudiness around the region this morning will erode. We're going to be partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine for Saturday, highs anywhere from 95 to near 100. The outlook for tomorrow night, skies are clear. It's down to about 75 to 80. Sunday, there's more sun in the forecast. Temperatures on Sunday between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Jay Sokol joining us from the city of College Station. How are you today?
Hey, doing well.
So now, when you're, I don't know, did your son ever ask you about what your viewing habits were when you were his age on television?
Not so much, but I do share that with him anyway.
And that gives you the patented eye roll, right?
No, actually, he's kind of intrigued by some of that stuff.
Yeah. Is it? With that in mind, so now your son's what?
14.
14. Okay, yeah. So like when you were in that age bracket, mid-teens, what were you watching on television? Do you remember?
Oh, man. Well, so what year was that? Yeah. So is that somewhere around the time of, you know, Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley?
Could
and
well
that
be.
Kind of, because
yeah,
there was a pretty good line at Carol Burnett Show and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
So, yeah,
I was very into the primetime stuff and then the Saturday morning cartoons.
Sure,
so,
yeah. And so what's he watching?
Mm.
And does he watch it on TV or a device?
He does both.
Oh, okay.
He does both. He's got an eclectic taste, so it's everything from Gravity Falls to...
love Gravity Falls.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What is that?
To those home improvement shows.
Okay. What's Gravity Falls? I don't know what
A very heady cartoon.
Okay. On what?
Go ahead, Kevin. Explain this.
No. What channel? I'll just capture one and watch it.
Mm.
Is it on like once a week?
No, it's not on that often.
Oh, it's just occasional.
They do a new episode every few weeks or months.
Okay. It's a Disney show.
Oh, that's Disney? Right. It's Disney.
Okay. Yeah,
I couldn't remember. Right. I knew it wasn't Nickelodeon because we ain't got that.
All right, I'll go check that out. Well, in the meantime now, when was the last time you were at Taco Bell?
I can tell you the last time I passed one, but no, that's not a place I frequent. It's just not part of my world.
Because we had exciting news. Gary, do you go to Taco Bell?
Occasionally.
Okay. Well, because we had exciting news, they have a new product coming out.
Right.
It's called the Naked Crispy Chicken Taco. Features a breaded white meat chicken shell that is filled with lettuce, tomatoes, shredded cheese product, and an avocado-like ranch sauce.
This is very similar to, what was it, the Double Down?
That's
or
what
something?
We talked about, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sounds messy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult to eat while you're driving.
Napkins included. By the way, saying shell made me think of a Shell Winkley.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Excuse me. Are we stream of conscious radio or what? But I happened to stay up late enough to get to the weather last night. And today is the record of the all-time hottest day in Bryant College Station. 112 degrees.
Ooh. In the year?
About 06, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, about 2006.
Yeah, I remember when we hovered around there for a little while.
Well, I guess that was one of those years. I didn't specifically remember that, But today is the anniversary of that.
It's like Death Valley numbers.
Yeah, if you want to go celebrate with a hoodie, a black hoodie, and lay down on some asphalt and some fleece pants, it ought to be just great.
During Friday Night Football, sure.
Exactly, sure. Yeah. All right, so anyway, so what are we doing here?
I have a guest today, Gary Logan from your College Station Parks and Recreation Department.
I talked to him moments ago. And
they got my Taco Bell opinion.
That's it, exactly. All right, so what do we got going on?
We have Movies in the Park next Friday, September 11th, happening at American Pavilion at Veterans Park.
Okay.
Obviously,
Under the pavilion?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. So September 11th, so we're taking the day to honor heroes. Mm-hmm. So we'll have our College Station Fire and Police on site, as well as any military veterans that show up. We will take time to honor them. We'll have a special rendition of the national anthem, and then we will show the Avengers. And I hear tell or rumored that some of the actual Avengers will be on site to visit
really?
With the kiddos.
So oh, that'll be fun.
If you've never been to American Pavilion, it's actually a great spot. There's a playground right there. So even if your kids don't have the attention span to actually watch the movie, they're welcome to play on the playground.
That's that's perfect.
Right
that's
next
it.
Door. So
that's ideal. A suggestion, if you move it out from under the pavilion, maybe it would rain.
I'll try. Yeah,
it works. Sure. It works in Bryan. Every time they have Texas Reds, it rains. So maybe if you have movies outside.
A lot of the folks I work with would argue that it definitely works for Wolf Pen every time we try to host one out there, because you know the creek's wonderful when it rains a lot out there.
Sure,
so,
sure.
But anyway, so gates open at 7 o'clock again at American Pavilion. The national anthem would be about 7:45. Movie starts about 8. So if you got any questions, though, give us a shout at the office, 979-764-3486, or visit us on the website, cstx.gov/movies.
All right. Who's Ole Miss playing this weekend?
Tennessee, UT Martin.
Martin. It's like a junior Tennessee.
Y'all got Ball State next weekend.
Yeah, I know. I know. And Nevada after that. I got you. All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. What else you got?
An entire list of full-time and part-time jobs are available to you to browse online. We have a lot of different things ranging from engineer, equipment operator, firefighter third class, all the way to something called power and control specialist, which I thought was city manager, but apparently not.
Really?
Tennis instructors, water wastewater systems operator, the whole thing. So visit csjobs.cstx.gov.
All right, very good. Folks from College Station are here on Fridays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to find out what's going on at the Bush Library and Museum. Dave's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Looking ahead to September, what do we have coming up?
Well, on the 23rd of September, we have the New York City detective, Alan Andrat. He's a retired detective. He's going to be coming and discussing his book, The Leopoldville Tragedy. Now, that book is about the Leopoldville, which was a troop ship, and on Christmas Eve 1944, it was traveling from England to France, and it was hit by a German U-boat, and about 793 Americans died in that trip.
My goodness, that's almost 800. So, again, I've never heard of that, I mean, to be honest with you.
Yes, that's one of the things that it's not in a lot of history books, so he wanted to kind of clear that up. There are a lot of questions. He says that a lot of people are still looking for answers.
Sure, and I guess same kind of deal, seating's kind of limited there?
Seating is limited, and reservations are highly recommended.
Okay, anything else?
On the 25th, we're closing out our Movies by the Pond series with planes. As a lot of people may know, President Bush was a fighter pilot in World War II, and just to plug this, there's a replica plane in the museum.
There is?
There is. But yes, in commemoration of his time in the Navy, where we're going to be showing planes, it's going to be at at 7 p.m. is when the refreshments and the game start, mm-hmm. and the movie will start after sundown.
Okay, and what's our date on that?
That's the 25th of September.
Okay, no reservations needed there. You got plenty of space, right?
No reservations.
Okay, but if you need reservations, what do they do?
You can go to bush41.org/events, mm-hmm. or you can contact us at reservations.bush@nara.gov.
And is there a phone number to call?
Yes, they can call 691-4068.
All right, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Terry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Employment growth slowed in August, but the unemployment rates fell more than expected due to a smaller labor force. Payrolls rose by 173,000 in August, below expectations, but revisions show employers added 14,000 more jobs in June and 30,000 more jobs in July than previously estimated. The unemployment rates fell to 5.1% from 5.3%. General Mills is selling its Green Giant and Le Sueur vegetable businesses to B&G Foods for $765 million. The company's been trying to adapt to shifting tastes, including a move away from any frozen foods and into cereal and yogurt. General Mills is also focusing on its small but growing organic and natural food segment. A recall of Kraft Singles processed American cheese slices is being expanded. Kraft Heinz is voluntarily recalling 36,000 cases of 3- and 4-pound packages because small pieces of plastic wrap can stick to the cheese and pose a choking hazard. And that's Your Money Now.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
821, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time for the Aggie Report is brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater.
Fence line, road repair, brush removal, which ones are on your summer list? 5 acres, 20 acres, or 1,000? We have the tractor package to help you get the job done. There's never been a better time to own a John Deere tractor than right now, with 0% for 84 months. Run it with confidence for 5 years without breaking a sweat with a 5-year Power Guard warranty. Get a 32-horsepower tractor with loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and 5-year warranty as low as $211 a month. For more packages, visit cptractor.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Want to be recognized on the field in front of the entire 12th man? Register now on the official Facebook page of Texas A&M Athletics for your chance to win. MyPlates.com invites you to share your Aggie plate story for the chance to win tickets, recognition on the field, and a customized Aggie's license plate. Register now on the official Facebook page of Texas A&M Athletics for your chance to win. My Plates, your home for Aggie plates.
Well, we're a little more than 24 hours away on this Friday from the Aggies and the start of the 2015 season. A&M will open up on the road come 6 o'clock tomorrow night at NRG Stadium down in Houston. We'll have the broadcast on the Texas A&M Sports Network presented by Learfield Sports starting at 5. And, of course, Arizona State, number 15, 16, depending on which poll you look at, will be the opponent. Aggies are opening their season away from Kyle Field for the second season. It's the first time A&M has opened on the road in consecutive years since the 2004-2005 season when it dropped road games to Utah and Clemson. One other note about this year. Although the Aggies play 9 games within the boundaries of the state of Texas, Texas A&M will not face a single opponent from the Lone Star State for the first time in program history. How about that? Again, 5 o'clock broadcast, 6:10 will be kick time. Arizona State playing the Aggies at NRG in Houston. I'm Dave South. That's an Aggie football report.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Now, if you take fish oil supplements and you were watching ABC News on March 3rd, well, you saw something that should give you a pause. ABC reported that a group of environmental scientists tested 10 different over-the-counter fish oil supplements and said that every one of them contained PCBs. Now, Dr. Steelman has known that for years, which is why he has refused to put his name on any fish oil supplement except one. One he has personally set the standards for, Active Omega from the Active 8 Company. Now, Active Omega is made in an American FDA-approved pharmaceutical lab. It's tested 3 times for purity. And then they add just a touch of lemon, so there's no aftertaste at all. And now it's available in mini gel caps for kids or for people who have trouble swallowing pills. Now go to www.myactive8.com. That's myactive8.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. We know a few of the names, but for the most part, not all of them. Ever wonder why? If one or two or even eight were brave enough to defy the power of the government, were any of the others less brave? The action those men took that day in 1776, and in the months that followed by signing the Declaration of Independence, well, that was a pretty daring thing, considering that most of them would eventually wind up on the British most wanted list of criminals. But facts are, only a few are actually remembered today. John Hancock, of course, because, well, his was the largest signature on the paper. And the insurance company, which has spent millions advertising the name all over the place. It was named in his honor. George, Thomas, and John, all of whom became president. Ben, of course, because, well, he was Ben. But you know, there were 56 names in all, and most of the others did similar great things. They just didn't get remembered for them. For example, when the name Benjamin Harrison is mentioned, most people think of our 23rd president. And we did have a 23rd president by that name. But there was a Benjamin Harrison who signed our most sacred paper, too. He served in the Continental Congress for nearly a quarter of a century. And he was a very good friend and even housemate of George Washington. Now, you already know that he did not become president, but you may know that his son did, William Henry Harrison. And he also holds the distinction of being the only man in history to have both a son and a great-grandson as president. That's right, President Benjamin Harrison, the 23rd president, was also his heir. But the guy who had the honor and bravery of casting the very first vote for freedom and independence, well, that was the man from New Hampshire. You see, someone had to be first. And there was a lot of talk. There were all kinds of suppositions and innuendos, but someone had to be the first to cast the ballot for the new republic. And do you know who that was? It's a little-known fact that Josiah Bartlett was that man. And does that name sound familiar, even in a modern context? Well, sure it does, especially if you're a fan of the hit TV show The West Wing. The writers of that show picked the name Josiah Bartlett for the name of the character played by Martin Sheen. Now, tell me. Do you think the irony is lost on us? I'd love to know what you think.
Kim Commando here, and you may have heard that yesterday. The online encyclopedia, Wikipedia, banned 381 of their editors, accusing them of taking money from businesses in exchange for writing positive Wikipedia entries about them and their products. Which raises the question, how many other Wikipedia volunteers are they not catching? Can Wikipedia be trusted? The Wikipedia staff has been working very hard to correct these kinds of problems, but it may be an unwinnable battle. In the world of user-generated content, with an open website where anyone can publish just about anything, you must expect poor conduct, biased writing, getting even paid plugola type of scams, just like this one. And this raises another important question. Not long ago, major university and college professors would never accept student research papers citing Wikipedia articles. But things are changing, beginning on the high school level. Ask your kids' teachers about their Wikipedia policy, and be sure to tell them about the 381 disgraced Wikipedia editors. Get the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. There's a horrible danger hidden in many home security systems. They're riddled with easy-to-find weak spots, all because they were created by some rent-a-scientist who doesn't care a lick about your family. They rely on slow, vulnerable landlines to alert the authorities, and a burglar can cut your wires in seconds and leave you defenseless. Protect your home with home security built by the leading engineers in the country. SimpliSafe Home Security. This is an award-winning wireless home security system. It alerts the police up to 10 times faster than traditional systems. And there are no wires for the burglars to cut. Professional monitoring is only $14.99 a month. That's a fraction of the cost of the other companies. And there are no long-term contracts. You're never locked in. If you live alone, you don't need to live in fear. Protect your home, protect your family the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeKim.com. Go today for 10% off and a free keychain panic button. That's SimpliSafeKim.com, SimpliSafeKim.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Garland Shelton Imports.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Much of yesterday's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting was dedicated towards approving hundreds of millions of dollars of future building projects. But during opening comments from Chancellor John Sharp, there was a reference to the nearly completed Kyle Field redevelopment.
Keep in mind that every construction company in the state of Texas was telling me they're going to slip a bunch of change orders in. Not one change order in the entire time of this. Our original seat count by the architects, 102,512. It turned out to be 102,733.
Another number to adjust is the cost of the new Kyle Field, which is now more than $487 million. While there was unanimous approval of the annual five-year capital improvements plan, Regent Tony Busby of Houston again questioned the value of the process.
It seems to me we're not doing true capital planning if we're amending our capital plan four or more times a year.
The system's chief financial officer, Billy Hamilton, says they began a procedure earlier this year where fewer unplanned requests are being sent to the board.
We are turning back amendments when they are not, absolutely necessary and justified.
Outside the five-year plan, the regents, without public comment, approved giving staff permission to lease 11 acres north of Kyle Field for a future hotel, conference center, parking garage, and student services building. 2 years from now, the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley should be in a new home. CEO Chris Dyer says talks continue with the City of College Station and the Convention and Visitors Bureau for a more central location.
We really were looking at University Drive. We want to be we consider that really the entrance to Bryan College Station and the Brazos Valley.
The new location would include a general visitors center and expanded art gallery. Offices for both agencies would also move from their present homes. Residents of a North Bryan neighborhood complaining about drug activity resulted in an 8-month police investigation that resulted in 7 arrests. Bryan police executed a search warrant yesterday morning at a home on Hall Street, which is between Neal Elementary School and Highway 21. Officers seized more than $3,000 of crack cocaine and marijuana, more than $1,400 in cash, a car, 4 firearms, one that was reported stolen in College Station, and numerous pieces of drug paraphernalia. Names and charges of those arrested are on our website at WTAW.com. A College Station man who was convicted of drunk driving 3 times in 11 months almost 20 years ago was arrested this week for another DWI following a hit-and-run crash in Bryan. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 57-year-old William Emery Thomas rear-ended a car Tuesday afternoon near Sue Haswell Park. With enough force, his front bumper was twisted into the rear of the other car. An investigator with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, who was passing by, followed Thomas's car for almost 6 miles until it stopped at his house off Harvey Road near Boonville Road. Thomas is out of jail after posting bond, and neither driver in the collision was hurt. A Bryan man awaiting trial in Robertson County on a 9th drunk driving charge has been convicted of violating probation for his 8th conviction. 53-year-old Charles Jones was ordered to serve 10 years for the Brazos County conviction that took place 4 years ago. That followed testimony about Jones's latest arrest from last October and testimony from his probation officer. Health for All, a nonprofit clinic, relies on donations to provide free health care to its patients in the Brazos Valley. A big donation was announced yesterday. Although Health for All does not receive state or federal funding, hundreds of patients rely on the clinic to stay healthy. Executive Director Liz Dickey says more than half of their patients suffer from diabetes.
And as a best practice, there are tests that we need to have done at least annually, if not twice a year, to ensure that their disease is not breaking down their body and their internal organs are still functioning properly.
Dickey says they received a check for more than $5,000 from College Station Mayor Nancy Berry and her husband Lynn, a distinguished professor at Texas A&M. Dickey says Health for All provided care for more than 1,200 patients last year. With this gift, they're hoping to provide for more than 4,000 patient visits this year. The number of things to do are as long as the title of being the City of Bryan's new Neighborhood and Youth Outreach Coordinator. Former Aggie and NFL running back Bubba Bean, who's been in private business since returning nearly 30 years ago, says he's still learning his new role.
I'm trying to focus a little bit more on the at-risk kids,
mm-hmm.
the ones that that slip through the cracks and we don't realize it until, you know, down the road. And hopefully we'll be able to get a defined, maybe some programs after looking at some other cities and see what works there and see if we can implement it here.
Bean says he'll be interacting with Bryan churches and schools. He invites those who know of at-risk children to contact his office and leave a message because he's been spending most of his time out in the community. Some 1 gallon containers of HEB's store brand spring water are under a voluntary recall. A news release from HEB states jugs of Hill Country Fair spring water with a best by date of December 19th can be returned for a full refund. The voluntary recall is due to the possible presence of a milk allergen. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 8:35 at 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news coming up today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Jerry Fox with the Bank and Trust. Making sure that your customer experience is superior, that our products are what you want, and that our locations are convenient is my team's focus. Come see for yourself. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson with the Bank and Trust. When it comes to building our communities, I help developers in Bryan College Station accommodate our growth. Are you ready to grow? Let's build our community together. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
If you're a BTU customer and are thinking about upgrading the energy efficiency of your home, contact us today to find out how you may qualify for smart home incentive offers. If you install attic or wall insulation, Energy Star windows, or solar screens, you could receive a BTU smart home incentive, and the upgrades can yield you substantial energy savings. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com. Or come by the BTU office.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is 8:37. It's time for us to check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. That's Wilton's Furniture, Supplies, and much more.
It'll turn into a partly sunny day across the region. We'll find our temperatures getting up close to 95 for the high school football games tonight. Partly cloudy, warm overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, sunshine and hot. Afternoon highs are going to be anywhere from 95 to near 100. Clear tomorrow night and warm 75 to 80. Sunshine for Sunday, highs 95 to 100. More sun on Labor Day. We're well into the 90s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:38.
I have an intro.
Because you paid for an intro. No, you brought donuts.
Oh, this He's is the boss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's the man.
I love this part. Actually, I come with big news today.
Oh, good.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Oh, gotta wait for all the goosebumps go down.
Wait a minute. And that guy?
Huh?
He was in the New York Times as that guy, or we talked about this before.
Others. No, I was others.
Others.
Yes, the New York Times story in reference to my testimony in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yes.
Said, testimony by Pandora, XM Sirius, and others.
Okay.
There I was. Others.
We'll get you a t-shirt that says others on it.
Others.
Yeah, all right.
I am others.
All right, what do you want?
Okay.
Thanks for the donuts, Big Daddy Downs.
Oh, do you have that from yesterday?
I do.
He can type anything.
All right, I know, but this is what he had yesterday.
Hey, Scott, it's your computer. You know, Windows XP. I'm so tired. There's this new guy, Windows 10. I really think you two would get along swimmingly. Why don't you let me ride off into the digital sunset and spend my days sipping JPEGs on a cloud server somewhere in Belarus? Seriously, just let me die.
What I think is funny is that they think you're up to XP.
I know, I know. Fascinating, isn't it?
Windows 95.
Yeah, that's right. We've got it right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've got mail.
What's this start button down here for?
Okay. All right, so you come
Okay. Here's some news. And I don't know. I just got this offer. I don't have a plan. Okay. I don't have a plan. But the Bortz bus is going to be here for the Nevada game.
Oh, cool.
The Bortz bus, all 45 feet of him and the Queen and the Bortz bus are all going to be here for the Nevada game.
Okay.
And he was in the Badlands the other day, and I was able to hear about every sixth word on the cell phone call. Mm-hmm. But the best I can tell is that he said, well, if you want to do something on Friday with your listeners, if anybody still remembers which one I am. And I said, oh, no, I get asked two or three times a year about you. So, so I don't know if anybody, maybe
September the 18th, then we would do something. The game is the 19th.
Okay, so the 18th, uh-huh. Mr. Bortz is available to do a meet and greet. Okay.
Let's do a place with beer.
Really?
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I don't know.
We're floating it out there now. I'm just saying.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Floating
beer. Thank you.
Very funny.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Would people want to come visit with Neil? Talk. I guess he would be willing to talk politics.
You think?
No.
You think?
Yeah,
he might.
Is he still not allowed on Hannity's show?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Did you hear who Hannity had yesterday?
Yeah. The sheriff.
That was weird.
Who do you have? Joe Aparia?
No.
Who?
No.
Sure.
Minneapolis, Milwaukee.
Oh, that guy.
The African-American sheriff that unloaded on the president.
It
wasn't what we call a great radio show. But he talks real slow for a guy from Minnesota.
Gotcha. Yeah, I remember.
Real slow.
Well, when you see him, because he's impressive looking when he's got on all his regalia and all that stuff, and it's not as noticeable. But, if it's just radio, I could understand.
Yeah,
it would be
tough
to keep the energy level up.
I should have just sent a note to Bortz and said, hope you're listening to Hannity, the show that won't let you guest host anymore. But but that would have been cruel and unusual punishment.
Yes, it would have. So, that wouldn't have been nice
but
at all.
I think we're trying to put something together.
Okay.
I think I can think of a lot of folks that would like to come hear what the Talkmaster thinks about things going on right now.
Okay.
He won't get up early anymore. Otherwise, I'd have him come visit with you on the show.
Yeah, but that's all right.
We got his chair here.
So if we could, that's right. It'd be like old home week.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could find a venue that we could do that.
That had beer.
We'll work on it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Sorry, you've heard it. You heard it here first. Then Bortz returns. Okay. Very good.
Sit down.
I just love that. I really appreciate.
Who was that directed towards?
No, just
it was me.
Yeah.
How did I work it so that I arranged to have an 8 o'clock class to speak to on Labor Day?
Well, because you had nothing else to do.
I guess.
Because your calendar was clear because everybody else ain't working that day.
Yeah, you have that little calendar thing. I mean, you're the one who looks at it and sees 8 o'clock. Oh, that'll be fine.
I thought that, well, actually, it was a little early, it was a little later in the day, and then they moved it to an 8 o'clock class.
Well, see, you're going to be up to bring us donuts anyway.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are too now.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, Beer, Borts, and Ben.
That's it.
Well, that's a winning combination.
It's the three Bs. There we go. The killer bees. All right, got it. All right.
Okay. Well, anyhow, I'll be thinking of you guys while I'm talking to the two students that are.
Yeah, they got classes on Labor Day.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm speaking to a class on Labor Day. I don't know how that happened. I guess it's because I had a clear day and it didn't really dawn on me as to why the day was completely clear.
So is the prof just going to leave you a note? He's not even going to be there.
Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW. Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Team Auto in Navasota, Zwarneman Flooring, and the Sleep Station.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to care for your child. A pediatrician who's board certified and kid sensitive. A pediatrician you trust, who's backed by the strength of the region's premier healthcare system. St. Joseph pediatricians are convenient, connected, responsive, and caring. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Your home is more than four walls. It's a place you bring home what you love. And your floors are the foundation, the stage for some of life's best moments.
At Aggie Lane Carpet One, we know that choosing a floor is a big decision.
From choosing the right floor to expert installation, we're here to help.
Our beautiful guarantee ensures you'll be happy.
And during our Bring It Home flooring sale, save up to 50% on naturally soft Anovia carpets and save up to $500 on selected hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more.
Plus, take advantage of our special Bring It Home financing rates for 18 months.
Don't miss Aggieland Carpet One's Bring It Home flooring sale, where you can save up to 50% on naturally soft Anovia carpets and save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to care for your child. A pediatrician who's board certified and kid sensitive. A pediatrician you trust, who's backed by the strength of the region's premier healthcare system. St. Joseph pediatricians are convenient, connected, responsive, and caring. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's a shocking story. People are leaving states that are run by Democrats to move to states that are run by Republicans. Can you imagine that?
And they're just going to screw it up when they get there.
In 2013, more than 200,000 people on net fled states with Democrat governors for ones that were run by Republicans, according to an analysis of newly released IRS data. Oh, they found a server. Cool. people move away from high-tax states to low-tax states. Duh. Okay, now understand the source here is Grover Norquist, who's kind of a third-rail dude. He says they are voting with their feet. Here are the numbers. The top loser states, New York, 114,000 people with $5.7 million in AGI, which is adjusted gross income. Mm-hmm. So $5.5 billion in adjusted gross income leaves New York. 68,000 people, 3.8 billion from Illinois. We've talked about how horrible Illinois is. I mean, it is just the worst place to be living right now. Hello.
Hey, I've been wondering something since that woman got arrested up in Kentucky.
Yes.
Why is it that all of those festive couples have made a beeline for that county and that office? Is there not, you know, 100 other counties in Kentucky that they can go to?
Well, but that's where the camera trucks are.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. It's like, you know, if she won't do it, just go to the next county over.
Okay,
go see somebody else.
All right, so hang on. I mean, just anecdotally, you called, and that's fine. Do you agree with what that woman is doing or not?
I do. I mean, she should have the right to do that.
Well, no, it's the law. I mean, she is following the law.
But she can't follow her conscience.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, like I said, this is one of those slippery slopes that we're getting on.
Yeah, well, and I didn't call you to put you on the spot. It's just that Patrick, thank you. Patrick and I were talking about this off the air.
Yes.
Now, just because you don't agree with the law, that has nothing to do with it. If you are an officer of the organization, then you must follow the rule of law.
And caller, this isn't directed at you specifically, because I actually posted about this last night on social media, that if you are a person who has criticized the president for running afoul of the law, issuing executive orders and not upholding the laws, sanctuary cities and what for, if you complained about that, you need to complain about this woman. Otherwise, you are a hypocrite.
Yeah, and again, I like Ted Cruz. I mean, I like a lot of things that Ted Cruz says, but this guy's a former solicitor general, okay?
If you don't know, Ted Cruz said, "I stand by Kim Davis unequivocally."
Yeah.
He's wrong. So wrong.
And again, he's an attorney. He should know
he
better.
He knows better. No, he does know better.
Hello?
Hey, I just thought of something else. You know, we were talking about with that woman. If it bothers her that much, I think that what she should do is just step down.
She should.
Just let it go. It's like she's a public, an elected official, public servant. She should just step down.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not going to do it. It's not going to be on my conscience.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
The only issue I have on it, I don't think she should go to jail. She should just get fired.
You can't be
you
fired.
You can't be fired
they have
for
to
that.
Be, she has
Thank
to be
you,
impeached.
Caller. She has to be removed from office.
Right.
Tell me,
or resign.
My apology.
She's making $80,000 in the position. She's not stepping down.
That's why she's not stepping down. Yeah, money in there. But again, I'm not saying that the law is right or wrong, but it's the law of the land.
Until
it changes. And for Republicans to decide they're going to lambast the president over rule of law, then This is not any different. Just not any different. All right. Other states have lost a lot of people because they tax you too much. Connecticut in at number three, and number four, five is Massachusetts. So it's New York, Illinois, California, Connecticut, Massachusetts. All the likely folks. The winners? Aha, that's us. Texas. We've gotten about $6 billion in adjusted gross income from people moving to Texas. Hello.
Booyah.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Does this individual's name have to be on the marriage or the marriage certificate or permit or whatever? What happens if she goes on vacation? The people under her can't sign it.
Yeah, no, somebody else. Well, there are other people who hold
and they
that position.
Sign it. I think it still has her name on it.
Oh, yeah, they put a stamp on there, right? Yeah, hello.
Hello. As y'all are talking legal advice, I want to know what law was actually changed to make same-sex marriage legal. They just made a ruling, but they didn't actually change the law.
There had to be an extension.
That they couldn't make it illegal.
I guess that's probably
they
right.
Had to
they
extend not, the law to cover that
a,
case.
A redefinition, if you will.
So, that's
a clarification of the
law.
Yeah. So, anyhow,
And I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on the radio.
That's probably right. Anyway. And she has an interesting background as well. Right? She's had some...
I don't even want to get into that because...
Okay.
I mean, you can.
No, but it's not part of the argument.
Well, there's no need to impugn her. She could be a stand-up woman married to Tony Robbins for the first time ever and wonderful children. She's still wrong.
Yeah. It's...
I will tell you the meme online is funny because she looks remarkably like Kathy Bates from Misery.
Oh, does she?
If you look at the two pictures side by side, really? It's enough to give you pause.
Oh, okay. I have not. Well, I haven't seen the lady, but anyhow. Yeah. Well, it's good. This is good Sunday talk show fodder. I'm sure they'll be talking about this, and she's going to make her, 15 minutes of fame out of it, I'm sure. All right, it's 7 till now.
Handle every fall chore for less with a John Deere 3E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. John Deere 3E tractors are ideal for loading, mowing, digging, and landscaping and are loaded with easy-to-use features that provide all-day comfort. Right now, get a new 4-wheel drive 3038E compact utility tractor, loader, rotary cutter, and box blade for as low as $222 a month. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends October 30th, 2015. Subject to approved revolving credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, Commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
About 5 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We had the story today that, of course, the chancellor will have his contract negotiated with the head of the Board of Regents. A little bit different than over at UT, where you have one guy who's on the board who's suing the chancellor. Different things going on at different universities. Like at Yale. For nearly 100 years, Yale University has had a residential college system with separate self-governed colleges, each led by a faculty member referred to as a master. Yale students reject the term's connection to plantation slavery. They also object to it because it's a male-gendered title as opposed to mistress. So yesterday, the staff of the Yale Daily News, which is the oldest independent college newspaper, joined in the debate, calling for an end to the title of master at Yale. Aren't there more important things to be doing? Like getting an education, going to class, maybe?
Well, it's like they're trying to change the verbiage on a lot of
everything.
Stuff.
Everything. Well, where is it? Washington?
Yeah.
University of Washington, is that right?
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but it's the most absurd, stupid thing I've ever seen.
California man caught in an early morning apartment fire, rescued the things that were important to him. Robert Wright of Fresno made sure that his wife and his kids were out of the burning apartment safely, but then he made sure to save his giant rack of ribs, too.
There you go.
Had him some ribs in there. And it may have been 3 in the morning, but Wright says, I'm a hungry man. I'm going to have to put me through some trouble to not go in there and get me some ribs back. So he did. He had a little smoke inhalation, but he's fine. Apparently painting Bigfoot on signs in Maine will get you arrested. Freeman Hatch, 36, from Kennebunkport. No, from Kennebunk, not Kennebunkport, just Kennebunk. Was charged with defacing public signs around town. And he was charged with drug possession, too. You see him? He's spraying pictures of Bigfoot on the signs. Yeah. Here's the real thing. Officials in Orlando on the hunt for an 8-foot-long king cobra. Mike Kennedy.
Another one?
Another one. Runs an exotic animal refuge. And he says the venomous snake escaped from his pen earlier this week. How long do you look before you tell somebody? You know what I'm saying? You probably need to go ahead and do that pretty quickly so people know. Okay, did you hear about earlier this week the misters at Auschwitz?
No.
Mm-mm.
Again, at some point, you should have let people discuss this before you did it, but at the site of the Auschwitz concentration camp in Poland, where about a million Jews were killed by marching them into showers that were filled with poison gas, the management of the museum, which encompasses the grounds, decided because it was so hot there that they should install misters to cool down the visitors. They did. The mist showers, of course, immediately noticed. One visitor telling the Jerusalem Post, as a Jew who has lost so many relatives in the Holocaust, they looked like they if they'd looked at the showers, they should have understood what that might mean. And somebody went to Facebook, obviously, with pictures of it. And you do. You look at that and you go, wow.
You just had to have known.
What were you not thinking when it comes to that?
Well, I was just trying to be nice because it was hot.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand it is hot, but that's just not the way you do it. Not there. No.
Anyway.
Bono, pretty savvy investor, ValueWalk.com, says that his Elevation Partners Group bought 2.3% stake in Facebook for $86 million when the social media went public in 2009. Okay, part of the reason was because he could.
Right.
All right. They spent another $120 million to buy some more shares in 2010. So their buy-in was about $200 million. They've paid out $1.4
billion.
$1.4 billion. Bono by himself made $43 million off the deal. Not bad. All right.
Because he wasn't making any money from you, too.
No. On this date in history, 1682, Haley got a chance to see...